Daf Zayin Amar Aleph, on the top of the page, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel, God Himself prays. We had yesterday God putting on tefillin. And when it says Minayin, it's very interesting because the Gemara doesn't even question the assumption, the premise, that God prays. But Minayin, you know, just show me a source for it. Shenemar, because it says in Yeshayahu Anovi, Vavi Osim El Har Kodshi V'simachtim V'veis Tfilasi, and God describes the Beis HaMikdash here as His Beis Tfilah. Tfilas Hamlonem, it doesn't say their Beis Tfilah, it says El Tfilasi, my Beis Tfilah, Mikansha Kodesh Baruch Hu Mispalel. And the Pashtus, it would seem that this pasuk v'simachtim beveis tefilasi means that I will be mesameach you in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the makom that's muchan l'spalel for our tefillah, and I'll be mesameach you there. But Rabbi Yossi darshins from the pasuk beis tefilasi that this is an allusion to the fact that God is mespalel. In Masechet Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Zayinim in Beis, the Gemara brings the pasuk vayavar Hashem al panav vayikra, and Rabbi Yochanan says el moli mikra kasu v'yefshali omra malamit shenis ativ ha-kodesh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur Veheralo Lemoshe Seder Tefillah Amalo Kolzman Shisrael Chotim Yasu Lefonei Keseder Azev Ani Mochel Lachem. It seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrated in front of Moshe Rabbeinu the Shloshes Remidos of Rachamim and taught him how to be Mispalel at a moment of Tchak, at a difficult moment. And Rabbeinu Chananel explains that when Rabbi Yossi was asking here, Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel, it was going back on that Gemara, on that statement in Rosh Hashanah, recorded in Rosh Hashanah, since Ativ HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shliach Tzibur, that Moshe Rabbeinu is being taught how to daven by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when it says Minayin, it goes back to this Hakdama, the statement of Rabbi Yochanan in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Yossi says, where do we find some sort of a remez in the pasuk that God Himself prays? And the answer is that this pasuk, which describes the Beis HaMikdash as Beis Tfilasi, according to Rabbi Yossi, means a remez at least that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is davening be Beis Tfilasi in my Beis Tfilah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying. The Rashba, on the other hand, says that from the Lashon HaGemara Minayin Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel, it doesn't seem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just teaching Seder Tefillah, but He Himself is being Mispalel. And to explain why and what the content of Hashem's Tefillah is, that will require some work on our part. But the Beis Tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Beis HaMikdash, which perhaps is the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mala, which corresponds to the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mata. And in the higher spheres, the upper spheres, where there's a Beis HaMikdash Al Mala, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mispalel. The Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, is very relevant here because the Gemara says that one of the various Rakiyim, there are seven Rakiyim, is called Zvul. And in the Rakiya called Zvul, there's Yerushalayim, there's the Beis HaMikdash, there's Mizbeach where it's built, Michal, the Sarah Gadol is standing, he's being Makriv a Karbon, and he's declaring V'simachtim Beveis Tfilasi, which means She is Samchem Beveis HaMikdash Shel Mala. That's where the Olos and the Zvachim are being brought, Liratzon, by this great Malach, Michal. So Simachtim means, it implies that we are being the Sameach, the Ribono Shel Olam, and that we will do through the agency, perhaps, of Michal in the highest spheres. The Gemara immediately asks, "My Matzli, what is the substance, the content of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tefillah?" Omar Mars of Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia of Arab Li Rotzim Milafonai She Yichbuchshu Rachmai Eskasi. Yichbishu means there should be some sort of inhibition, some sort of preventing, a mania. There should be some sort of covering over my midah of din. And that's called Yichbishu Rachmai Eskasi. That there is a certain power to the midas harachamim that can prevent the midas ha-din from punishing Klal Yisrael. V'igolu, which means Yisgolulu, lehisapech rachmai rachme al midosai, that those midos of kas should be covered and concealed by the mida of rachamim. Vekones lahem lifnimishus adin, and that I should give them a judgment with compassion. And there are four parts to this tefillah, if you noticed it. There's Yichbishu Rachmai Eskasi, there's Yigolu Rachmai Al Midosai, there's Esnaigim Bonai Beminis HaRachman, and finally, the fourth element is Ekones Lahem Lifnim Mishus Adin. And the Ben Ish Chai explains in many different ways what do these four Lashonos, what do they correspond to in the tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's possible that the word Yichbishu or Yigolu are pa'ulos. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mispalel about Him Himself, that He will implement these Yichbishu, this Isnaeg, this Ekones. He's doing some sort of pa'ula, and as a result of these pa'ula, that pa'ula, which is called tefillah, there'll be other pa'ulos, which are described here in the content of the tefillah. Now, when Rabbi Yossi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mispalel of this particular tefillah, what does it mean? V'chila mi yispalel? Now, there's nothing besides God that exists, so who is he mispalel to? And not only that, he's omnipotent, he can do whatever he wants, there's nothing holding him back, why does he have to be mispalel? So Rabbi Chananel offers the following answer. Rabbi Yossi never meant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really literally mispalel, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be a paradigm. He's going to teach us the Derech HaTfila, and we have to imitate him. He's going to teach us tefillah, as we saw in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. He's going to be teaching us Yiratzal Milfanecha Shemalkenu Sheyichbashu Rachmechas Kaska, that we ourselves should petition to God that His midah of rachamim should trump his midah of kas, of din, that he will roll his rachamim over all his midos. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misatev, back at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, he wrapped himself up in a talis as a shliach tzibur, and he was teaching Moshe the Seder HaTefillah. It meant to teach all of Klali so that we should imitate and we should receive, we should mention the 13 Midos of Rachamim at a moment of Dochak. There's also a Gemara Rosh Hashanah about Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha was mispalel with this tefillah in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is an imitation of what Rabbi Yossi says is the way God teaches us to be mispalel. The Rashba, however, understood from the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just teaching Seder Tefillah, but he is actually being mispalel. And therefore he interprets that the intention of this Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan is to teach us that the Beis HaMikdash is a makom tefillah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And whenever Klal Yisrael fulfill that which is they're commanded to do, then the Beis HaMikdash becomes a makom in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mispalel, sheyasmidu lasos kein, that they should continue consistently and fulfill the will of God. And then, yirotz, and then it'll be a cinch, sheyichbishu rachamav eskaso. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Omer Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, Pam achas nichnasti laktir k'tores lifnei v'lifnim. Rabbi Yishmael, the great Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, once went in to be maktir in the Kodesh Kadoshim lifnei v'lifnim, to be maktir the k'tores. V'ra'isi achteriel yudkei Hashem tzvokos. I saw, I had a vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, as Rashi points out, is one of the Asaruge Malchus, murdered as it was by the Romans. And this is not a different Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, who in the Gemara Gittin was redeemed by Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. We shouldn't confuse these two. Now, Achteriel is the name of God. And the Shita Mekubetzes points out that Rabbi Yishmael saw a vision, Bira'iyas Halev, in his heart. And there are those who say that Achtariel is a Malach. The Arzarua rejects that, and he says, based on the Yerushalmi, that the din that applies to a Kohen Gadol goes lifnai v'lifnim, kol adam lo yeh pa'ol moi b'vo'o b'chaper v'koshat seiso, he goes in alone, nobody accompanies him, applies also to Malachim. And the Pasuk in Yechezkel says, Udmus pneim b'nei adam, that there's a certain comparison here between Malachim and b'nei adam. So let's not understand that Rabbi Yishmael was a malach, and I'm sorry, he saw a malach in the Kodesh Kodashim. That's not so, because the malachim are not allowed entry into the Kodesh Kodashim. However, Rabbi Nissim Gaon really understood that this Achtariel was in fact a malach. And the dibur that was heard by Rabbi Yishmael was a dibur in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have a principle called Kol Anira Li'enei B'nei Adam Hu Malach. Even if a person sees what he thinks is a human being, but it's a malach, but nevertheless, Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Nira Kol Ikar. You could see a malach, but you can never see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there is a whole list of Mefarshim, Gaonim, Rishonim, who say that Achtariel was a malach. What he's doing in the Kodesh Kodashim is an outstanding question, but it couldn't be that anyone, even Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, the great Kohen Gadol, could have seen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We cannot see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Eino Nira. Hence, we must interpret that this Achtariel is nothing more than a Malach, a very high-powered Malach indeed, but a Malach nevertheless. And where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting? Or, again, this Achtariel, where is he sitting? Hu Yoshev al Kisei Ram Venisa. He's on a very high throne. Fi Amrali. And he turns to Yishmael and he says, Yishmael b'ni barcheni. Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking Rabbi Yishmael for a bracha. Barcheni. And perhaps the word barcheni doesn't mean a tefillah, it means more of a shevach v'hallel. As we say in Tehillim Kuf Gimel, it says, Baruch Hu Hashem Malachov, that the Malachim bless Hashem. Or in Kedusha we say, Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo. And it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking for Shevach Vodah. Amarti lo, this was Rabbi Shmuel's response. Yehi ratzon mifanecha, sheyich mishu rachamecha es kascha, v'yegol rachamecha midosecha, v'tisnaig im banecha mimidas harachmet, v'ikonis if ilahem lifnimishu sadin. These are the same identical four elements that we mentioned almost word for word verbatim before in the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Now here I'd like to mention to you that since Rabbi Yishmael is going to offer this Birchas HaShevach in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where is it in this Yiratzon that he's mentioning Shevach Vodoya? Unless we assume that in addition to the words of Shevach Vodoya, he added a tefillah, and this was his tefillah. Now, there was apparently Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai that this is the way to search and to pray and to supplicate in front of the Shechinah. And the Nod Bihuda writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yishmael b'ni barcheni, because the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippur, when he goes in L'Kodesh Kadoshim, he's mechaven ma'od. He has a great, intense, profound kavod and intention l'chaper al ha'om b'aktores k'tores. And in this avod of the k'tores, if he wants it to be l'ratzon l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chbosh rachmav, therefore he asks Bikshu sheyispalel sheyativu Yisrael maaseyem vayidekach yichbishu rachmav eskaso. the blessing and the prayer was that the people of Israel should improve their ways, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim will overcome and subdue his midas hakas. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Barcheni to show that Kaviyochli wants a bracha, and also to teach us that we have a principle that we'll see later on in the Gemara, Lo Tehe Birchas Hejot Kala Beinecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Rabbi Yishmael to bless him, and it means that Rabbi Yishmael was Kovea Bracha Li Atzmo Sheyetiv Hashem Li Yisharim. But it's not shaykh to be koveh bracha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's endless, God's gifts to man. Ella, he can only do one thing, and he could pray to Hashem that he be meitiv, that he do good for the children of Israel, because it is the will of God to bestow goodness and benevolence for Klal Yisrael. And this will be a fulfillment of the will of God with capital W, and it will be Nachas Ruach Lefanov, and therefore it makes sense that Rabbi Yishmael would pray that Klal Yisrael should mend their ways, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to overcome any midah of kas and subdue the kas in favor of rachamim. The Kamashmalon, as we said before, Shalotehe Birchas Hejot Kalabe Necha, because the relationship between Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is certainly one of a Hejot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Hejot to a Talmud Chacham or whatever. So it's the right thing to be Mevarech and ask a Bracha from a Hejot, even though you're greater than him. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants his children to praise him, to give him a bracha, and he gets Koras Ruach from that. Now the Gemara doesn't tell us and clarify what is Rabbi Shmuel being mechadish to me through this maisa in which he confronts Achtariel, etc., etc. But the answer seems to be that this story is going to teach us that from the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who said, Yishmael, B'ni, Barcheni, we want to learn a Kavachomer of Shalotehe, Birchas, Hejot, Kala, Beinech, that we should always try to be Rodev, Brachos, to be Mavakish Brachos from anyone, and they're effective. V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi Minayin She'ein Meratzin Lowly Adam B'Shas Kaso. How do we know that when a person is angry, that's not a good time to try to appease him and pacify him? He's angry, and in that state of anger, he won't be Misratza, he won't be pacified. He's unconsolable. But rather, you have to wait until he has Hanochas Hadas, and then you could be Mephiasim. And we're always afraid that if a person is angry and you try to be mephiasim during his moment of anger, he may come to say things that are inappropriate. He'll add kas on top of kas, and he'll get his friend angry, and he'll have the following feeling that this mephias is coming to calm me down, really is not interested in me, he's not trying to protect me. Tiksiv, the pasuk is in Parshas Ki Tisa Vayomer, Panaye Lechu Vanichosi Loch. And this is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe that you will not see my face. Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Hamtein Ad Sheyavar Ponim Shel Zam. Wait till I pass. But here is an allusion to passing the moment of Kaas. Don't approach me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and confront me before the moment in which Tavar Shasakas, the moment of Kaas, passes. Vaniach Lecha. And I will give you Nachas Ruach and fulfill all your requests. This pasuk appears after the Chet HaEgel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had said to Moshe that he would send a Malach who would be in charge of leading the people in the land of Israel. Let's read the pasuk. V'shalachti lefanecha malach v'geirashti es haknani amor yaprizi achivi haprizi v'achivi avusi v'am hisabalu. Why were the people in such a state of avelus when it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu was successful in representing them as a defense attorney? And the answer is because they were upset and depressed by the fact that the Shekhinah is not Shora amongst the people. Moshe Rabbeinu is Mevakesh Rachmu Lefnei Hashem, and God responds with Pona Yilechu Vanichosi Loch. Says Rashi, God promises Moshe that he will not send a malach, but that he personally will redeem the people of Israel. So you can begin to imagine in this context why Rabbi Yossi is upset. How much more so the people themselves are upset, because Hashem's close relationship is everything they desire. Now Hashem says he's going to send a malach. So Rabbi Yossi now, to solve this problem, says that the word panai, or panim here in this pasuk, is a reference to kas, to panim shel zam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, wait till that moment of zam passes, and then we can talk about restoring the close relationship, the dveikus of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hamtein ad sheyavar panim shel zam. It's too premature to talk about restoring that love relationship that existed before the Chet HaEgel. But it's going to come. The Gemara asks, Umika Rischa Kami to Kodesh Baruch Hu, is there really a moment of anger in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has anger and he might, you know, pour out his anger against Klal Yisrael? So the Gemara says, in, yes. Disanya, we learned in a Braisa, based on a Pasuk in Tehillim, Elohim, Shofet, Tzadik, V'al zo'em b'chol yom. V'el zo'em b'chol yom. So the Gemara says, v'kama zamo. If it says that God gets angry on a daily basis, how long of a period of time is it? And the Gemara answers, rega. Rega is the smallest unit of time. That's how long on a daily basis God remains angry. V'kama. And what's the shear of rega? So the Gemara identifies it as Echad Michamisha Ribui Ushmonim Alof Ushmonis Alofim Ushmonim Eos Ushmonim Ushmonishanim Bisha. It's a very, very small infinitesimal fraction of a Shah. Vizoi Rega. And that's the moment of HaKadosh Baruch and his anger. Now let's not take this Gemara literally, that God gets angry on a daily basis, but it means that just like a king gets angry, a human king, and he meets out punishment, God has a certain moment where the Midas HaDin, when he is actually meting out punishment, and that's called the kas, the daily kas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is the Shofet, and he judges on a daily basis, the Tzaddik, the Rasha, and he's Zoem on a daily basis, which means that he's ready to mete out punishment. Now, the Braisa here quotes Psukim in Tehillim. And the question is why? We found in many Psukim in the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch gets angry. For example, in the Parsha of the Misonanim, it says, Vayishma Hashem Vayichar Apo,